soaking up every single minute. Got the thinking cap hanging on a scarecrow. Got my I don't care ducks in a row. It ain't no crime to kill a little time. Chilling. Yeah, we're chilling. Oh, yeah.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Milwaukee, crowds gathering for tonight's Republican National Convention, Day 3. Donald Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, tonight's keynote speaker. At a campaign event earlier, Vance offering a hint of what's to come.
We're going to get out there and try to fire up the crowd tonight and make the case, a very easy case to make, but an important case to make, that we have got to reelect President Donald J. Trump to the White House.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro also slated to speak. He was released today from prison after serving 4 months for his contempt of Congress conviction. Divisions within the Democratic Party as calls grow for President Biden to step aside as the nominee. ABC News has also learned top Democratic leaders backed efforts to delay the official nomination of Biden. A storm moving up the East Coast, bringing with it the threat of more flooding and power outages to communities. It's also expected to end the heat wave that's been gripping the Northeast this past week. This is ABC News. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu facing pressure from lawmakers within his fragile government coalition to accept a ceasefire deal that would also secure the release remaining hostages, including Americans held by Hamas in Gaza. Talks on a deal ongoing. After more than a month of delays, there's now a plan to bring home two astronauts launched to the International Space Station on board Boeing's Starliner.
For the past few weeks, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been in a holding pattern on the International Space Station after Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft developed thruster problems and several helium leaks. The Starliner is supposed to return the astronauts to Earth. Now they'll stay a few more weeks while the plan long-term is for the ISS to be phased out, with NASA allowing it to sink lower and lower over the next few years and then re-enter the Earth's atmosphere minus any astronauts over the Indian or Pacific Ocean. NASA says most of the ISS will burn up upon re-entry.
ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good evening. It is 5:03. We're at 73 degrees. Time for a news update. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy, breezy, comfortable today. As we head into tonight, mainly clear, and we're looking for a low near 51. Sunshine tomorrow from Brittany Merlot. Low humidity with a high of 77. And Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, mild once again with a high right near 80. Lots of sunshine. We're down a 3-degree mark from our daytime high of 76. We're at 73 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Officials responded to a cement truck rollover this morning in Richland County. At approximately 9, Richland County Dispatch received several calls regarding a cement truck that had overturned on State Highway 80 near Candlewood Lane. Emergency personnel responded and located the truck blocking both lanes of traffic and quickly shut down Highway 80. The operator, Sean Moan of Muscadet, who had previously lost consciousness, was located inside the vehicle but was not trapped. Medical aid was provided and UW MedFlight was requested for Moen's injuries. An investigation of the crash scene determined that Moen was operating the cement truck southbound on State Highway 80 when the truck lost control, struck several guardrails, and overturned, coming to rest on its side at Candlewood Lane. The cause of this crash is unknown at this time and the investigation is ongoing. A Grant County deputy was involved in a high-speed motorcycle pursuit while on patrol early this morning around 5:20 on Highway 18 in Patch Grove Township. The deputy observed a blue crotch rocket-type motorcycle driving 78 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. The deputy initiated a traffic stop, and the motorcycle refused to stop. A pursuit ensued, and the motorcycle continued east on Highway 18. Speeds during the pursuit reached 123 miles per hour. The motorcycle turned north onto Highway 133, and at this point, the deputy was directly behind the motorcycle. Alan Achenbach, 55, from Bagley, came to a stop and was taken into custody without incident. Fenimore police assisted at the scene. A storm in Grant County Monday night tore the roof off a classic family-owned supper club. The National Weather Service confirms it was an EF1 tornado that did all that damage. We've had such an unusual tornado season. At last count, that makes 41 tornadoes statewide in 2024. Last year, we only had a total of 21. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
They've emboldened drug cartels to flood our streets with fentanyl, killing over 100,000 Americans every year. Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilkey says it'll take high-quality candidates to win.
It's about getting back to our roots of finding good candidates, much like what the Democratic side's going to do. People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, says Democratic strategist Melissa Baldoff.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Baldoff and Gilkey spoke to a luncheon Tuesday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it when he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. People in Milwaukee are demanding justice for a homeless man who was shot and killed yesterday by officers in town from Columbus, Ohio, to help secure the RNC. Activists say out-of-town law enforcement should stay inside the convention perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says lethal force was needed because Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another man with a knife. Democrats are trying to offer political counter-programming to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, announcing $15 million to fund campaign operations in seven key swing states. The Democratic investment comes despite some in the party continuing to call on President Joe Biden to bow out of November's election. The Democratic National Committee announced Tuesday it's transferring $15 million to state parties meant to help them open more field offices and bolster staffing numbers. The funding will let the state parties add to the 217 existing coordinated campaign offices already employing more than 1,100 staffers in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The National High School Rodeo Finals continue this week in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Performance 5 was held last night, Results recorded last night by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include in barrel racing, Molly McBride of Holman placed 12th with a score of 17.953. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 5th with a score of 140.5. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 26th with a score of 26.044. In rain cow horse, J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson placed 20th with a score of 263.5. And in steer wrestling, Walker Gofford of Berlin placed 1st with a score of 4.92. In the first go-round, in barrel racing, Molly McBride is in 40th place. Josie Lau of Richland Center is in 47th place. Allie Butler of Mondovi is in 56th place. And Raylan Johnson of Broadhead is in 91st place out of 165 places. In bareback riding, Cade Parrish of Laval is in 43rd place. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr is in 27th place. Keegan Cooley of Richland Center is in 48th place out of 65 places. In breakaway roping, Sage Kite of Oxford is in 39th place, and Mary Thiel of Plymouth is in 68th place out of 77 places. In girls cutting, Josie Lau is in a 7-way tie for 51st place, and Kaylee Check of Toma is in a 2-way tie for 72nd place out of 93 places. In goat tying, Laura Bartles of Potosi is in 28th place, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield is in 56th place, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman is in a 2-way tie for 66th place out of 140 places. In pole bending, Allie Butler is in 17th place, Emma Nelson is in 80th place, and Raylan Johnson is in 117th place out of 158 places. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr is in a 3-way tie for 34th place. Carly Guckenberger is in a 4-way tie for 62nd place. J.B. Bound is in 80th place. And Tyler Donsky of Sparta is in 85th place out of 107 places. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford is in 19th place out of 30. In steer wrestling, Walker Goford is in a 2-way tie for 6th place, and Braden Carlson of Medford is in 41st place out of 62. In team roping, J.B. Bound and Justin Oakes of Milton are in 33rd place out of 65. And in tie-down roping, Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa is in 89th place. Researchers at the U.S. Forest Service are trying to figure out how to predict smoke movement from large wildfires. Meteorologist Jay Charney says this not only includes the large wildfires from Canada, but also things like prescribed burns. Wildfires are a natural part of many ecosystems and often improve wildlife habitats, and Charney says those scheduled burns are effective at preventing larger, more dangerous fires in the future.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca. Daniel Bowles Tegmeyer, 85 of Casanova, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with burial in the Souls Creek Cemetery to follow. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel Bowles Tegmeyer, 85 of Casanova. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim's Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center. Wayne Delbert Blitzen, 84 of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday, July 26th from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rayana and Scott Oman had a daughter, Kinsley Autumn.
Find the tools and equipment you need to get that job done right with Do It Best Rentals at All American Do It Center. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, post drivers and hole diggers, plus so much more. Lawn care equipment, flooring tools, generators, banquet tables and chairs, air tools and concrete tools. Don't forget you can save 20% on Tuesday rentals. Open 7 days a week. Get the equipment and tools you need. All American Do It Best Rental Center in Toma, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass to the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Riding a rail monster truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've got a mix of sunshine and clouds out there today with breezy winds pulling out of the north. This, of course, kept our high temperatures nice and comfortable, much cooler than average into those mid-70s. This, of course, is all thanks to a nice high-pressure system that is settling overhead and dominating for the rest of the week. Now tonight, we're actually staying mainly clear and falling quite crisp. Low temperatures are going to be cooling to near 50 degrees. With much calmer winds in place tomorrow, we'll see more and more sunshine, with the low humidity staying still. High temperatures will climb to the upper 70s, and it'll feel a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more summery just because of those calmer winds and more sunshine. Another clear and calm night tomorrow night, with another beautiful and bright day ahead for Friday. Highs will flirt with right around 80 degrees, so becoming more mild because of breezy winds cranking out of the south. This, of course, is going to be filtering in some humidity. It's going to start to get a little sticky for Saturday, with partly sunny skies and highs in the low 80s. In fact, we hold on to the low 80s all throughout the weekend and even into early next week. And I'll tell you, that mugginess spills in on Sunday and the humidity takes over by Monday and into next week as well. Then, of course, we're going to have a juicy, unstable atmosphere. So spotty showers and storms are going to be firing up each and every single afternoon and evening. It's going to be a little bit more like Florida weather. And again, this starts on Sunday and pretty much continues throughout all of next week. So some of us will get underneath those storms and some of us won't. And of course, they'll have the potential for some heavy downpours, frequent lightning, and small hail, alongside gusty winds. It's a little too far out to see how severe they may become at this moment, but we'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Until then, enjoy the comfortable weather and no rain in the forecast for the moment. You know, that's pretty far and few between. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
We're currently at 73 degrees, following our high today of 76 and our high yesterday of 84. This morning's low was 60. The record high, we got all the way to 98 back in 1936. The record low, 41 from 1958. 1 year ago, 75 the high, 53 the low. We can expect sunset today at 8:38, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:37. Mostly sunny conditions for your midweek. A west wind at 4, the barometric pressure is at 30.07, and no precipitation to report since midnight. Again, our high yesterday, 84, and our morning low, 60. Today's high, 76. Under mostly sunny skies, we're at 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, the Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
It's been a cool season for the Simon Shark swim team. They'll have their final home meet on Wednesday night. And WRCO Sports will feature its annual broadcast from the Simons Recreation Complex, highlighting the achievements of the swimmers, and we'll be giving you some results of the four-team meet at Simons Recreation Complex. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bo Hendricks and me for coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll take air around 5:45 Wednesday night, courtesy of our summer sports sponsors.
Brewers William Contreras and Christian Yelich were hitless in the National League's 5-3 loss in Tuesday's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Contreras struck out once and was 0-for-2. Yelich went 0-for-2 as well. The National League went up 3-0 on a homer by Dodger designated hitter Shohei Ohtani in the top of the third inning. But the American League tied it in the bottom of that same inning on a homer by Yankee outfielder Juan Soto and a run-scoring single by Cleveland's David Fry. A two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth by Boston Red Sox outfielder Jarren Duren was the winner. A's closer Mason Miller got the victory. Cleveland's Emmanuel Clase earned the save. Cincinnati's Hunter Green absorbed the loss. A big check from the NFL means the Packers realized a net profit of just over $60 million for fiscal year 2024. The league sent checks totaling almost $13 billion to its teams. Green Bay's profit was down 12.5% from the previous year, although local revenue was way up. It didn't cover additional expenses like stadium depreciation and player salaries. Packer president Mark Murphy hands over a financially healthy pro football franchise when he steps down a year from this month. The University of Wisconsin promises an improved game day experience at the Kohl Center this season. The Wisconsin State Building Commission gave its approval to change the dimensions of the ice floor earlier this year. The change creates 6 feet of new space around the rink. The university will add a premium seating area to be available in January, including wider and padded seats. There will also be a new food service and cash bar with enhanced parking for fans in those new seats. No details are available yet, but the Bucks have signed the player they wanted in guard, Gary Trent Jr. NBA observers say it's probably a veteran's minimum deal, even though Trent had said he wanted at least $25 million in starting salary. Milwaukee superstar Damian Lillard may have recruited the 25-year-old, who has a reputation as a strong offensive player who has impressive steal and deflection numbers on defense. The 6'5" Trent averaged 13.7 points a game and connected on more than 39% of his three-point attempts.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Jong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Marillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and cattle were mixed Wednesday. Corn and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed with nearby contracts up and deferred months down. They were higher early but could not follow through, with bean oil also drifting after a higher start. Export demand remains slow, with China largely relying on Brazil for now. August beans were up 6 3/4 at 10.97 1/4, and September was a half higher at 10.38 1/4. August soybean meal did close $3.70 higher at $3.39.10, just under the high for the day. August bean oil was down 49 points at 46.21. Corn was supported by commercial and technical buying linked to oversold signals. Corn's monitoring development conditions with a cooler near-term pattern on tap for most of the region. Western growing areas could turn drier, potentially impacting yield. September corn was up 2 1/4 at 3.98. December was 3 higher at 4.11 3/4. And wheat was up on commercial and technical buying, along with the lower trade in the dollar during the session. Some types of U.S. wheat are becoming more competitive on the export market, and that could spark some new demand. The winter wheat harvest is ongoing, and spring wheat is in good shape overall. September Chicago was up 8.5 at 5.39 1/4. September Kansas City was 10 3/4 higher at 5.61. September Minneapolis was up 16 at 5.91 3/4. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, watching the direct markets ahead of Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. August live was up $1.60 at $184.27. October was $1.05 higher at $185.57. August feeders were 7 lower at $258.55. And hogs were up, with pork modestly higher at midday and some continued oversold indicators. August was 37 higher at $91.65, and October lean was up 147 at $73.67. I've got your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner Now.
Afternoon, light direct cash cattle business had developed in parts of the South at 188 on the live basis. That is steady with last week's weighted averages. The dress basis and the North remained pretty quiet. Choice box beef was down $1.10 at 318.16, and select beef was 315 lower at 298.44 on pretty heavy box movement. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 1,000 on the week and just over 1,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed mixed with fairly heavy negotiated movement. National direct was up 3 cents with a weighted average of 85.08. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 44 cents higher at 85.95. The Western Corn Belt was down 3 cents at 85.36, and the Eastern Corn Belt was $1.05 lower at 83.32. The butcher hog market in Dorchester, Wisconsin was steady at 66. And at midday, the pork carcass cutout value was up 39 cents at 101.26. The estimated hog slaughter of 479,000 head was 2,000 more than last week and almost 8,000 above a year ago. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Stick with Wilkinson Auctions if you have the need for speed. Next Friday, July 26th in Green Lake, we have a vintage power sports auction with an incredible lineup of wave runners, jet skis, snowmobiles, four-wheelers, and ski boats. This collection is from a local power sports dealer, and many of the items were prototypes and never for sale. An amazing collection to satisfy your need for speed next Friday in Green Lake. Real estate is hot this summer, and we have properties for sale across southwest Wisconsin. 26 acres, an amazing cabin outside of Boscobel. 46 acres and a great hunting shack outside of Richland Center. 47 acres and an amazing, beautiful home outside of Wazika. And 15 acres, a big house and a shed outside of Muscadet. Finally, we're taking equipment consignments for our upcoming auctions in Muscadet, Hillsboro, and Columbus. Call today to consign your quality construction equipment, farm equipment, vehicles, and ATVs. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. A senior science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says the Midwest is officially recovering from a derecho.
We use that term derecho when we're talking about a storm system that produces damaging winds over at least a 400-mile swath. And that's certainly what we got out of this. As it went through, produced over 850 reports of severe wind damage, including some tornadoes along with those really strong winds.
More news right after this.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
For Wisconsin, farmer Ryan Ripp, 2023 and 2024 have been complete weather opposite years.
Last year we couldn't buy a rain, and this year we can't sell it. Since last Thursday, we've had over 5 inches of rain. I know I track a bunch of my fields, and we're well over the 10-year average, 20, 21 inches of rain. We're tipping the scales at almost 40.
A field crop specialist says vomitoxin has been a challenge for some Ohio wheat farmers this year.
Yield slightly lower than last year. Some of that might be attributed to we just had a shorter grain fill period. We accumulated growing degree days a lot faster than last year.
Meanwhile, a longtime user of cover crops says infiltration benefits have helped prevent excessive moisture stress in recent weeks.
They help retain the water in a wet year. We do not see a lot of water ponding in our fields.
Lastly, a commodities economist says farmers should be following a disciplined grain marketing plan heading into harvest. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
Disciplined in grain marketing. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Arlen Suderman, the Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX Group, says farmers must be disciplined in their marketing plans, especially if they have a lot of old crop grain left in the bin to sell. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Arlen Suderman says the grain markets continue to ebb and flow.
Come down a long ways, and we certainly have reached some oversold conditions. And so from that standpoint, bounces to be expected periodically. We've had a couple of bounces, actually, and one right after the crop report on Friday, and then again on Tuesday. We got another bounce, but those bounces tend to be rather limited at this point because there's so much on-farm grain yet to be sold against those rallies. And the funds continue to push the short side of the market because they know that the farmer is the big long in the market. Long as being short is working for them. This time of year, they would oftentimes be worried about, well, what if something happens in the weather during pollination or during pod fill to catch us on the wrong side of the market? But when the farmer's the big long in the market, they don't worry about that because they know if the market starts to rally, the farmer will be selling and will be letting them out of their position.
He says harvest will incentivize farmers to move their crops.
They have to get those grain bins emptied out. Obviously, in some of the areas where they have problems, like flooded areas in the Northwest, that need is less so. But over most of the Midwest, that's certainly going to be the case. Between now and then, they'll be getting nervous. And we are seeing on rallies, we are seeing particularly those larger producers who have more grain to move starting to do so. And as a result, we get a rally. We see a surge of grain. It meets the need of the end user. The bids fall once again, and we kind of go through this cycle. The question is whether we'll see a big wall of grain at some point where everybody just gives up. Obviously, the end user would like that. I think we're a little bit early for that, but at some point, those bushels have to move. We've had several years now to build the equity in our farms where prices came to us. Now we're entering into that phase of the cycle where it's not going to be as easy. There's going to be more challenges. I think there will be opportunities, but we have to be able to take advantage of them. So that means developing a disciplined marketing plan that tries to hit a lot of singles and doubles rather than going for the home runs and focus on protecting the equity built in recent years.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82. We do currently have lots of sunshine for your Wednesday, and we're at 73 degrees. Well, we're just about 2 minutes away from our special broadcast tonight from Simon's Recreation Complex.
It's been a cool season for the Simon Shark Swim Team. They'll have their final home meet on Wednesday night. And WRCO Sports will feature its annual broadcast from the Simons Recreation Complex, highlighting the achievements of the swimmers, and we'll be giving you some results of the four-team meet at Simons Recreation Complex. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bo Hendricks and me for coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll take air around 5:45 Wednesday night, courtesy of our summer sports sponsors.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in raw.
Don't miss
the Casanova Celebration this Friday through Sunday. Friday night, enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds. Saturday brings a pancake breakfast, craft fair, 5K run, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole tourney, raft races, Casanova Legion baseball, music from Cougar Wagon, and a spectacular fireworks show at dusk. Sunday's Grand Parade kicks off at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, the Kids Paddle Pole, and so much more. All at the Casanova Celebration this weekend.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The following broadcast is a special sports presentation from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's time right now for our annual Simon Shark Swim Team special broadcast. It's the last meet of the year, and Phil Nee and Bo Hendricks will be there. The Sharks are hosting a swimming quadrangular, and you will hear from swimmers, coaches, and more. Right now, it's time to head over to Simon's Recreation Complex as we join WRCO-FM's Phil Nee.
Welcome to the Simon's Recreation Complex as we get set for our annual swim meet broadcast. The Sharks are hosting three other teams here tonight. You'll hear it all about it. We're going to talk to some of the young swimmers kind of making their radio debut. Some of them are veterans of being on the air during the swim meet. I'm Phil Dee, joined by Bo Hendricks. Bo, it's a real center of activity today.
Yeah, this Simon's complex is just packed right now. I mean, I just heard them playing the Jaws theme a little bit ago. I was a little worried, but the coach said that there was no actual sharks inside. So that put my mind at ease.
People out in Radio Land may think you're kidding, but that's not. We walked in and it was dun 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 dun. And man, that's got to be intimidating for teams coming in here to swim the sharks.
I didn't ever think about that. You know, when you think about Simon Sharks, it didn't occur to me that that was a thing they could do, but that's got to rattle some people, especially some of the other kids. I mean, you walk in and you hear the Jaws theme, and it's just like, what are we getting ourselves into? I thought this was a swim meet.
Good to have you along. Mike Hardy is here as well, who's the director of Simon's. Mike, boy, this is a center of activity. This is something like a jigsaw puzzle you got to try to put together when you have a swim meet here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of people, but it's a lot of fun, too, so, yeah.
Good. And have things been going well here at the Simons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very well. Membership is up. Parking lot's been full, so that's always good. So a lot of good things coming. We've actually got some good things coming this fall that we're working on, too. That's going to be kind of a surprise, but it's going to be a lot of fun to do.
Awesome. So you're going to give us a WRC exclusive when that announcement comes?
Are you? Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
We'll look forward to that then. So, and I know it's all ages, but, you know, you look here tonight, you've got all ages probably from 4 to 80 involved in the meet, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a big group. We've got a lot of visitors that bring big groups with them as well. So yeah, it really is all ages, and you know, a lot of volunteers that take part in this as well that really make it run. So it's a fun event, and really good for the kids and the parents to be involved in. So.
Looks like you got some good treats in there as well. Have you been able to sample any of the festivities yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't get to. But yeah, there's some good looking things in there. So yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, and it'll be a busy night for you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Mike Hardy joining us on this report. We'll be back with more from the Simons Recreation Complex in a moment. It's Swim Meet Wednesday night on WRCO Sports.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. A Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Simon's Recreation Complex. It is a center of activity, all kinds of energy going on here. And the first to talk to us from the Sharks team, just prior to getting into competition, the 9-10 girls relay team, Claire Hying, Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, and Morgan Worthington. Hello again, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Are you enjoying your summer?
Yes.
And is swimming for the Sharks like one of your favorite things?
Yes.
So tell me about the 9-10 relay. What do you like about it?
I just like competing with my friends. It's really fun.
I was told by your coaches that this group sticks together, like that you wanted to do the interview together, you do everything together. Is that right?
Yeah.
What's been the best night so far this year as far as your time and, you know, maybe winning a meet?
Maybe today.
Maybe today. I like that optimism. Sure. So what do you have to do? Can you tell in the middle of the in the middle of the relay whether it's going to be good or not?
Yes.
All right. So you got to give it that little bit of extra effort then.
Yep.
Are you involved in the musical, The Music Man, as well?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about what part you play there.
I'm Mayor Shin's daughter, Gracie Shin, and I tattletale a lot.
Is it kind of like true to life, or you got to really push to be this character?
Kind of both.
Well, good luck with that. How do you find the time to swim and also do the musical?
Sometimes we miss swim meets to do practices because this is the last week or two of practicing, so we really need to get in. But today was canceled because there was a meet and they had to do something. But otherwise, we just squeeze it in.
Okay. It's a real lesson in getting things done and time management. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck tonight, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Well, that was Claire Hying. Looks like we have Kaylin Burns joining us here as well. Kaylin, welcome to the broadcast here. Have you been on the radio with us before?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay. So you've enjoyed your time here with the Sharks. How many years have you been swimming?
I think I started maybe when I was either 7 or 8, and now I'm 10, so 3 or so years.
What do you like about the relay team that you're on?
Well, we have a really good relay team this year, and I like doing it with all my friends because they're all friends of mine, so.
And you have a chance. I know the conference is coming up. Do you think you can place well at the conference?
Yes. So, actually, we're trying to beat a record in the Simons.
Oh. Do you know offhand what that record is?
It is 13.6, I think.
Okay.
I think.
Have you been close to that before?
Yes, we got 15, a minute 15, sorry.
Okay. Wow, though, you gotta do it. Maybe you'll do it tonight, huh?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So where do you go to school?
Ithaca.
Okay, great deal. And what grade are you going to be in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade this coming year, then. Are there some other things you're involved in other than swimming?
Gymnastics and soccer.
Well, you stay busy then, don't you?
Yes.
Well, good luck tonight in the pool. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
You bet. That was Kaylin Burns joining us. Now we have Lauren Chambers, who makes her way over here as well. Is this how you swim? Is this the order? We have Claire, then we have Kaylin, and then you, or not?
It's usually it starts with Morgan, and then it's me, and then it's Claire, and then it's Caitlin.
Okay. We're interviewing you just because Morgan's mother put you in this order, but we appreciate that. So where do you go to school?
Richland Center Intermediate School.
Okay. And what are some other things you're involved in other than swimming?
Dance, and that's really all. Okay. But dance keeps me busy.
Dance and swimming kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yep.
In terms of cardiovascular and, you know, keep it in shape and everything, it's good for you. So what do you think the relay team has to do tonight if you're going to do well?
We're hopefully going to break the record on the wall because you can only do that at Simons, and this is our last meet all together as a team for this year. So we're going to hopefully beat the medley relay team 9-10 relay time. So let's hope we do that.
I hope you do. Did you eat your Wheaties this morning?
Not much.
No. I just said that because, you know, might give you that extra boost. Do you have any swim day things like rituals you do or things you eat or anything like that when you get ready?
Me? When we go to the swim meets, I always have a big pickle.
There you go. That's awesome. I hope it works out for you. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. And Morgan Worthington. There you are. After she humiliated me yesterday on the air, I'm still going to have her on the radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Yeah. It was fun, though, the quiz that you gave me yesterday on the morning show. But you and your sister really were laughing. You really got me, didn't you?
Yeah, we made you look a little ridiculous.
I loved it, though. I loved it. So what does the relay team have to do tonight if you're going to maybe set that record on the wall?
We just have to swim at our very best and be positive teammates towards each other, whether we get it or not.
You guys are all friends outside the pool, aren't you?
Yes, we certainly are.
Do you think that is important to have success on the relay team?
It most definitely is, because you're cheering for your friends and not just a teammate. The connection's amazing.
Good deal. And you are not involved in the play, is that right?
I am not involved in the play, but my dad was on the radio with you this morning, singing with the Barbershop Quartet.
He did a great job. So you're going to be out there in the audience cheering him on when the Music Man debuts next weekend, right?
Yes, I intend to be. Unless we are busy with conference at Mineral Point.
Is that's next weekend then?
Yes, it is.
Well, good deal. I hope it goes well. I know you guys got to get swimming, but thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Phil.
Morgan Worthington joining us on WRCO. Members of the 9-10 relay team, they did an awesome job. Morgan, Lauren Chambers, Kaylin Burns, and Claire Hying in this report from WRCO Sports.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Choosing to
to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning.